News, I'm Mike Hempen. It has been a day of questioning for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary-designate, as he appears before the Senate Finance Committee for his confirmation hearing. Kennedy says he has often expressed views outside the mainstream.
In my advocacy, I've often disturbed the status quo by asking uncomfortable questions. Well, I'm not going to apologize for that. We have massive health problems in this country that we must face honestly.
Senators say they'll listen to Kennedy before deciding whether to support his confirmation. Two defense officials say Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pulling the security protections and clearances of retired Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley. The sources also say Hegseth has ordered the Pentagon's Inspector General to review Milley's actions while he was serving as the nation's top uniformed officer to determine if a demotion is warranted. The Federal Reserve is expected to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged as its two-day policy meeting ends today. This despite President Trump's call for lower interest rates. Last week, Trump said he would bring down energy prices and then demand that the Fed lower borrowing costs. Frontier Airlines is making a second attempt to merge with Spirit.
Spirit declared bankruptcy late last year as budget airlines struggle. Frontier Group Holdings, the parent company of Frontier, said that the proposed deal would include newly issued Frontier debt and common stock. Frontier tried to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. But the Justice Department sued to block the JetBlue deal, saying it would drive up prices for Spirit customers who depend on low fares, and a federal judge agreed. JetBlue and Spirit dropped their merger 2 months later. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. A new report looks at some of the risks and potential pitfalls of artificial intelligence. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In November of 2023, Britain hosted an inaugural summit on artificial intelligence safety, where nations agreed to work together to contain the risks. A new report commissioned at that meeting says that while some harms are already recognized, like deepfakes and biased results, advanced AI systems have the potential to inflict new kinds of damage. Scientists predict AI could cause widespread job losses or lower wages. It could make it easier to assemble terrorist weapons, and AI systems could run amok and undermine human oversight. The researchers did not agree on all the results, including when AI will surpass human capabilities and what that might mean. The report is intended to help officials create guardrails for the rapidly advancing technology. Another international AI summit is scheduled in Paris for February 10th and 11th. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.